Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. Today is season 2 for The Millionaire Imprint, and I am with my new, very, very new co-host, Marty Rogers. Help me welcome, give her a warm welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show as she now is a new co-host. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. And we've been preparing for this, which seems like a long time, but it hasn't been. I think we've just put so much into this in the last few weeks. So I'm super excited.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have you here because over the next few months, you're going to be empowering our financial understanding for sustainable resilience and legacy protection. And I am really excited about this amazing piece, Marty, that you're bringing to our financial understanding. And I want to kind of give our listeners, you've been with me on a few radio shows now because I've brought you on to different shows to introduce you to kind of get the momentum going and get you comfortable being on the radio and speaking your voice out here and on the airwaves as you are now empowering us with your message. And I want to, first of all, I want to read your bio again so that people can hear your amazing skill set that you bring to the table. And then I want to give everyone a recap of your story of how you got started, how you got here, and what drove this message that you're bringing, and what's your mission, and what it is that you're doing on a large scale now as you're bringing your message front and center. Is that all right with you?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So Marty Rogers is a financial resilience advocate, and she brings her expertise and passion to empower women to build and sustain generational wealth. One unrelenting statistic says that 95% of women will be their family's primary financial decision maker at some point in their lives. Marty found herself in this exact position while being a primary caregiver and primary financial decision maker for her mom during the last stages of her illness up until 5 years ago. This experience gave Marty the incentive to act with a deep sense of urgency for women to become financially informed, empowered, and resilient in their lifetime. That is what it is that you're now turning that message into a new service and a mission that is inspiring and empowering women to be aware and be informed. Because you found yourself at a time and a place in your life where that wasn't the case, right? So take us
back
to that time where your life changed and what happened.
Right. Well, thank you so much. That was well said. So yeah, the last 5 to 10 years of my mom's life, I was taking care of her needs, and orchestrating basically a team of people to help her not only for her healthcare, but her business and financial matters. And those responsibilities did escalate and did pretty much consume a lot of my time. And during the end of her life, you know, I did, you know, collaborate not only with her, but her professional team, a lawyer and financial advisor. And I thought I was relatively savvy. I mean, I knew probably average, I would say, but it didn't seem to be enough. Mm-hmm. So my mom, when she passed in 2013, there was the transition of her state and the matters that went with that. And I found myself really perplexed by the distribution process, which was never really clearly articulated how that was going to be carried out. And I felt myself pretty like daunted, kind of overwhelmed. As we all know, if we've ever lost somebody close to us, there's a grieving that comes with it. And inherently what comes in with that also is exhaustion. So just the overwhelm, confusion, and exhaustion together did really take its toll. And I felt really limited with the information that I needed, especially coming from having the people, you know, assigned to help me didn't really give me the help that I needed. And I took a step away and saw the bigger picture of how women seem to have this pattern of being dismissed. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to see a massive change in that. And it's all great to say this needs to change, but I knew I needed to be part of that. So that's when I made the decision to move ahead and not only make the change for myself, my family, my legacy, but also to give other people that chance as well. Because that's our birthright when it comes down to it.
Right. It is our birthright. And you know, the fact that what you were feeling where this old energy of women feeling dismissed, like they don't have a voice, like they don't matter, like they're not smart, like they can't handle it, is all part of that victim consciousness, right? That we are releasing and really having to step up into whatever challenges that we're facing. And part of your story and your work now with what it is that you're doing with women, empowering and informing, is to be able to assist them now to have that voice and to be prepared in case that happens in their life, because we are living longer. We are living longer. And you also had, you had a family, you had a full-time job. And on top of it now, you had this whole situation that was taking place with your mom, with her health, and then her financial, that was now your financial. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I had to assume what I had to assume. So, and that is over a period of, you know, 18 months plus for most people that go through a process like that. So it's a pretty big thing to do when you're not prepared and you don't have the people to support you in the right ways. So I'm excited that, I was able to transition and find that help and be proactive in picking a lead and helping other people as well, because the need, as we've talked before, is very, very real, very, very real. So
right.
I'm very concerned for many people that have yet to go through this. So.
Right, because you know, a lot of what you were experiencing at that time is fear of not really knowing what to do. You were experiencing fear and you know, emotional, like you said, you used the word grief, and there's just a lot of grief because, you know, it's like uncertainty and not really trusting yourself and not really knowing what to do. And so you're putting together an entire foundation and informing women and empowering women that they have the support that they need when life happens and things happen in our families, right? To where that they are informed and prepared, and that they know how to deal with it, that they actually have the support team, that they know how to deal with their emotions, that they know how to deal with making decisions that sometimes require you to override other people in the family, because there might be other people that are not in agreement with you. So there, you know, so there's all that kind of stuff going on, isn't it?
Right. And that's where I see the need to like talk about it now when we're, you know, living life, you know, things are probably going well. There's some tough times too, but it's always the time to start weaving it into to conversation is now, not to wait. And another thing I want to tag here is the belief that you can. And I think a lot of women especially, because that's who I mostly talk to, limit themselves by feeling that they have permission to know that they can. Mm-hmm. They've been conditioned that it's too out of their reach. It's too difficult. You know, they're not able to absorb it. And I think that they have this own internal block, you know, and I'm here to tell you, each one of us can and will. We just need to decide.
Yeah. What is the statistic that 85% of women are the decision makers in families? 85%.
So it's actually more than that. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's 95% of women will be the sole financial decision maker for their family at some point in their lifetime. And about 85, like you said, about 80 to 85 have that influence, persuasion on financial decisions. So yes, you're right. It's pretty close.
It is. Close. Yeah. And that's the reason why, you know, you're here and I created the Millionaire Imprint and all the past recent shows that we've done to really end up feeling good about your money and heal your relationship with money so that you can make smart decisions and that you can make informed decisions and empowered decisions when you're faced with, important decisions to make where you again approach it with the mindset that you said, I can and I will rather than,
and I will.
Yeah, I can and I will, right? And
I will, absolutely.
Yesterday we were talking, you told me that you were speaking to a woman in Brooklyn and how she was also feeling some of the same similar things that you were experiencing in your situation.
Yeah, I was very much touched by that on a level because I could really connect and I could, you know, her feelings are so fresh and there are some areas where I could deeply connect with. And, you know, as we move ahead, fortunately, we don't have to live in those deep feelings, emotions, pains. But I could quickly connect to those and assure her, you're showing up. You're showing up. I promise you, you will move ahead and you will move out of here and I'm here to help you. So that to me is why I do this.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that's the piece. You were able to quickly connect. And the reason why you were able to quickly connect is because you yourself have been there. You yourself have been there and you are able to connect with her, that you were able to meet her where she was. And a relatable, you're able to relate to her, you're able to connect with her. And that's really what people need during times when everything is changing and they're not certain which way to go, and having a coach, having a person that is an advocate for them, that informs and empowers them to make smarter decisions and also reminds them of the big picture that yes, you can.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So Marty, we're going to already take our first break on the Millionaire Imprint. Okay. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal, and this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it, and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more, I want more, I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change, that you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, the Millionaire Imprint for Women, and I'm with my new co-host, Marty Rogers. And the show today, what we're talking about is we're talking about proper legacy planning requires a supportive, personalized thought process, one which should encompass a holistic mindset and approach. It will certainly begin with owning your dreams. What it is that you wish for, what it is that you want to produce and manifest for your loved ones to experience during your lifetime and to continue on when you pass on. And Marty, tell us about the mindset that's so crucial. We were talking about a little bit before the break, but to really be the authority in your life and to be successful and setting up your structure and your legacy that you want to leave.
Right. Well, thank you. I mean, you just don't like just dive right in. There is, you know, that lead up. And, you know, I was talking to someone last night about the whole process. And what I feel is important is to go through the process, but go through it in the timely way you need to, but do it also as quickly as possible. Because it does take a presence of identity and authority around that personal identity. And I tell people that when somebody is going through a process like I did, especially a financial one, and a transition like that, you're having to assume a lot more responsibility. And with that comes financial identity. And it can feel like a, you know, crisis. And oftentimes it actually is, with the compounding effect of all those things going on, with the loss, etc. And it basically comes down to like going in and being the authority for your life. And you assess like what's like ultimately non-negotiable, what's like at the core, like the first people I think of when things come at me where I feel like, you know, this might be it or something. Those people that we think of, no matter what, and you start to assess like, what do I want for them? You know, what do I want for my future? You know, like we said on our show yesterday, in 15 years out, well, in 25 years, if I'm here with my health, you know, if I'm blessed to have that, beyond that even. And like you said, we're living longer, and it's important to really, you know, own your dreams and to really allow yourself to explore it. And from that is then we start to shift into who are the recipients of what I want to create, what I've created so far, where I want to go. And it's not just me, myself, and I. There's, you know, family, close friends, things that were very near and dear to us that, you know, were, you know, placed on our heart, you know, and we just want to kind of bring that to light. And from there, really kind of position and structure our approach. And I believe part of that approach is to have conversations, address it, explore it, use the words to paint pictures, vision. And that's not really talked about a whole lot today. But I know that a lot of people are gravitating to it. So it really comes down to being the authority of what your dreams are and what you want your dreams to produce, not only for yourself, but for other people.
Yeah, that's very well said. You know, part of the work that I do is I empower people to become the authority in their lives. And you're taking it to the next level now with this whole legacy piece, this financial, yes, with this financial piece of, you know, being able to take care of your legacy with what it is that you want to leave behind, where you're actually looking at your whole footprint, your whole foundation. And it's so important in this day and time. Like it's authentic. It's authentic for us to look at everything and be conscious and talk about it, like you said, so that we can make decisions that that make us feel good, that make us feel proud, that make us feel like we have a voice in the matter and that it matters, right? Because we matter.
Right.
And the main thing is to be able to really trust your inner self, to trust your voice, to trust yourself, to trust the decisions that you make, the choices that you make, that that it matters, that it really matters,
yeah,
and that you're actually... you know, again, building a foundation. We talked about that yesterday on the show, building a foundation that we can be proud of, that we can feel good about. Where do we want to be in 15 years from now? Where do we want to be? What kind of life do we want to live? You know, saying yes to our dreams and being able to deal with whatever comes along because we are looking at it all and we're talking about it. You reminded me of something when I was still out in the corporate world, which was, let me see, 2007, end of 2007 is when my whole life changed. I was working at a job at that time that was literally sucking the life force out of me. And when my soul really started knocking and asking me, you know, how do I want to, do I want to live like this for the rest of my life?
Right.
I ended up, you know, shifting then really moving into my authentic path, what it is that I really wanted to do, because I was really vested in my company where I was working and I was already there for 10 years. And if I wasn't going to leave, then I wasn't going to leave. That was really right. Going to be the thing, right? So I remember when I left, I did some really interesting things. So let me see. I think at that time I was like 46 years old, 44, 45 years old. But I went ahead and I signed up with the Neptune Society and I paid for my cremation. I paid for my services. So I really looked at, took full responsibility of, yeah. I don't want anybody else to be burdened by this. And, you know, and at that time, you know, I had the financial, the money available. And I said, you know, I'm going to do this. And it felt so right. And it was so interesting. The guy that came to my house and when we sat there and we did all the paperwork and everything, he goes, I'm really impressed. He goes, normally people that are young like you, they don't do this kind of stuff. They don't do this. And he goes, I'm really impressed by that. And I said, I just don't want anybody to be burdened by this. And I don't want to be burdened by it either. And it's really just being conscious and not taking anything for granted. Because truly, who are we to think and be so arrogant to think that, hey, I'm going to be here in 20 years from now when we don't know from one moment to the next how long that we have, right? So that
right.
is what, you know, what took place for me. And that felt really, really good to be able to do that. And right. so this is something that, you know, talking about this openly now out in public, that it's really a wonderful thing for all people. Doesn't matter how old you are to really look at.
No.
Because, yeah, how do you want to live and how do you want to take care of things when you're moving to another place?
Exactly. And to your point, that's a good one. I'm also impressed because there's not many of us that, you know, wake up and decide, you know what, I should really do this, because I think a lot like you do, and I have taken steps similar to that myself. And, you know, it's like, who do we want to be the authority over something so important to us? Ourselves, or possibly the state, or someone else who's just trying to do the best that they can because we haven't made anything clear. So that is critical, and I think that most people don't talk about it. And that's largely because they haven't been given the space to talk about it. But it's as real as anything else.
Well, and we're bringing it out now.
Sure.
We're bringing it out. And I'm so grateful that you said yes to be here to educate and inform and inspire us to leave a better legacy, to open up the conversations with your girlfriends, with your family, with your sisters, with your brothers, and talk about these kinds of things, about what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind so that your children and your children's children have a better footprint, have a better role model. That's the word I was looking for. Have a better role
that's
model.
That's right.
Because we're modeling how it is, how we want it to be. We're the keepers of the garden. We're the designers, the
right.
creators of our world, right? We talked about the keepers of the garden yesterday on my other show, where I was really asking people how do they want to seed the fertile ground right now that is so fertile with a daily practice every single day for 21 days to really ground in their ideas, their dreams, their visions in peace and gratitude, while at the same time being able to release and let go of emotions and thoughts and triggers that no longer serve them. And So I just want to ask everybody to go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com, go to The Keeper of the Garden and purchase that course for yourself and also as gifts for other people, because there isn't a greater gift that you can give to yourself than that is to bring peace into your foundation right now. It's $1 a day for $21. And share it with people. And then I want to ask everybody to share this video that you're watching today with 5 people that you know. Just forward it off. Just say, hey, I was listening to these 2 women. They're talking about some amazing things. I think this is a wonderful way for you to, this really inspired me. And would you share this video and share this podcast? And Marty, let's tell everybody how they can get to your website right now and how they can get in contact with you.
Great. So I have my one website is wfgconnects/mrogers. Please take the financial literacy quiz and email me and we can connect. And I'm offering a 30-minute complimentary session to assess and see how we could support you in getting on the path to building your legacy. So that's really exciting, especially the financial quiz, because it's going to open up some more questions and observations for you. So I do look forward to exploring that further.
And I love that part. I love that part, Marty, is to you know, have that free consult with you. And I just want to tell people, don't be shy. Start 2019.
Absolutely.
Start 2019 off empowered in your financial footprint, and take Marty up on the offer. You can see that she is an amazing, compassionate person, and she's able to connect with you because she's been there herself. So use the mindset right now with, I'm going to call her. I'm going to do this. Take her up on this offer. And it doesn't matter where you are. Just have the talk and at least
a conversation.
That's a conversation. I love that, Marty. Thanks so much for offering that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. My goal is to help you to reach your goal, and this is a tip with purpose. Everybody wants it, and nobody has enough of it. But it comes to a point that you have to tell yourself, I can get more, I want more, I deserve more. I'm talking about money. More money, more money, more money. That's what people want. But what has to be done? Your thoughts have to change, that you can allow yourself to tell yourself, I have money and I want more money. How much money? What is it? Put it out there. Write it down. What would you do with more money? How would you feel to have more money? I hope this tip helps you going through the day today. You can reach me at 323-999-4775 or at my website at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
We are back now, and during the break, Cornelia and I were talking about what we were talking about before we went on our commercial break. And I was explaining to her that one of the main things that's also important to bring when you're, you know, designing your legacy is to include those that are going to be participating in it. So, for example, in the last 3 to 6 months, I've had conversations with my young adult sons and telling them with a warm heart why legacy is so important to me. And I said to my eldest son, who's 21 now, that the most regrettable thing that I could leave him without, two things. First of all, of course, is leave him without money. And the second thing is to leave him without a financial understanding. Wow. So it's my mission to empower as many people as possible through financial understanding, because that's where everything begins. And that's when you understand it and you pursue it, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to design it for yourself. And the confidence that comes with it, game over. You know that you will. You know that you will. And immediately it just released all any type of argument or disagreement. How could he argue with that? He said, okay, you know, whether I'm here or not, I want my sons to be empowered. That is something that I insist on. Yes. So they haven't fought me yet on that.
It doesn't matter even if they do fight you, because they can really feel and see that, you know, you're doing this for them, and they are wired really for the new. It's us that had to undo a lot of the old conditioning from our past and our ancestral lineages of where it wasn't okay to talk about it, where we had to be, everything was suppressed and quiet and swept underneath the rug. And it wasn't okay to talk about death and dying and emotions and all of these things and all the things that are swept underneath the carpet. And I just love that, you know, you're talking to your sons about this and giving examples to inspire, you know, women and men to speak to their grown children and even younger children. Hey, you know, this is what's important to me. This is what I want. I'm a godmother, so I've never given birth to children in this life, but I have godchildren. And so one of the things that I do with them is they have bank accounts that are set up in their name. And for their birthdays and Christmas, money goes into those accounts. And I literally, you know, take my godson and go to the bank with him. And he's 8 now. And he has to go and deposit the money himself so that he learns these positive habits and learns how to, knows the value. You know, like, so when I give him money for his birthday, he gets to split it, and half of it goes in his account and the other half he can do with it what he wants. But I know that his mother and father aren't the ones that are doing this, but it's the positive influence that I have on him that I can show him this is what we need to do. And by the time you're 40 or 50 or, you know, however old, you know, this money is going to grow, and this is really going to support you
and serve you
in learning the value of being responsible with money in ways that we were never educated before, right? And it's our responsibility to empower each other with making the right choices.
Right. And what you're instilling in this young person is a lot of love and warmth around the love behind the money, the message, what it's going to do for him. It's, you know, instilling roots. And I hope that, I know that you'll continue to, you know, impress upon him to nurture that, to really own that and protect that. Because there's a lot of messages on the outside world that's going to try to diminish that, maybe not intentionally, but it's there. There's a lot of dogma. There's a lot of fear. And I can just say for myself personally, as a young adult person, I wasn't expecting that. My dad took me to the bank as a very young adult and said, every year you need to consistently have at least this much put away. So he told me it's a habit and you just need to do it. And fortunately, I listened to my dad and I did that. And I continue to do that because just automatically it's like, I'm supposed to do this. This was one of the things that no matter what, you need to do this. So he was a practical man and I was his only daughter. And he wanted to make sure that no matter what, that I would know how to protect myself, at least not be afraid to take that lead within my own life. So I didn't think ahead of time. I just thought I'll just do what I was told to do. And fortunately, that's what he had done for me. So
that's wonderful. And there's not many people that I have personally met, Marty, that have had histories like yours, like with your dad, and that, you know, my personal story, my upbringing was completely the opposite of that. I didn't even have my father was completely absent out of my life. My mother was a single mother raising three children on her own and wasn't even getting paid child support. So it was a completely chaotic and dysfunctional upbringing. And we were always living in poverty. So in order for me to transcend all of that, and that was my mission, my path, is that where I came from, that I wasn't going to, you know, recreate that for myself, right? And that's one of the reasons why all of this is really important to me. And even though I don't have children, but I look at all of the children in the world and my friends and my family, and I look at all the children are our children, because we are all connected. We are all one. And what we do for one, we do for all. And it's so important to think about it like that, rather than thinking about the separation that has kept us separate from each other, how we were brought up. And so it's important to me that, you know, that the kids from today, the millennials, the ones that are our future leaders, that they know what to do, that they are empowered with money, and that they have foundations and right relationships with money because of the work that we're doing today. And that's so important because we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of relationships to make right. We have a lot of relationships to make right because of where we came from, you know, and look at our world today. Right. And that's the reason why I created the Keeper of the Garden course. And I just want to bring this up again, you know, with 1 million copies sold, $1 million will be donated to a children's foundation, our favorite children's foundation. At that time, we'll be taking a poll of where to donate the money. But you can really help us in becoming a keeper of the garden yourself, and then, you know, sharing it with your families and friends and assisting us in spreading the message, not only the message that Marty is sharing, but the message that I'm sharing too, with building your foundation in peace and gratitude, abundance and wealth, because it's that mindset, it's that wealthy root, grounding it from the inside out, instead of recreating the things that we've been conditioned by, and not creating a world like that anymore. So please go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com, look at The Keeper of the Garden, and you can also join our Facebook page and help us spread this message, because this is all part of the new leadership. It's part of our empowerment. It's part of our responsibility. And it's part of what the mindset that Marty was talking about earlier. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can and we will. So with that, we're going to take another break and we'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Okay, we are back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wow, I'm really feeling the super excitement here with what it is that we're talking about. And I just want to infuse and inspire the airwaves and just have all this amazing juice get to everybody that so that it supports them. And I'm asking that when you listen to this podcast and you see this video, would you please share this with five people that you know? We want this video to go viral. We want it to get into the hands of people so that it will really support people. And I want to do a recap, Marty, of talking about, you know, recap of the different things that we touched on today.
Yeah. So from the beginning, I said it's about deciding, making that decision from whatever place you are in. It doesn't mean you have to be going through a crisis. It doesn't matter, but as far as claiming your authority over your successful financial future requires the decision, first of all, whether you think you can or can't, still affirm that you can. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people feel intimidated or daunted that I don't know how, because somewhere along the line, they were conditioned to believe that, but there's no proof. So I'm here to assure you that you can and you will, and it's about deciding. And that's about exploring like what you want your future to look like. We can either live our life by design or by default. Everybody I ask says they want to live their life by design. And that begins with exploring what your dreams are and to allow yourself to embellish those dreams. Just give yourself permission. And, you know, from there, it goes into thinking about like who is the most near and dear to us and having conversations, including them, having a expansive and inclusive mindset and conversation. And that's when the energy starts to take on momentum and it just keeps on going effortlessly. And have conversations, like I said, about why this is important and what you see for them. Get their feedback, what they feel like works, what they feel like could be changed. What I feel like could have been more in my family would be more conversations, you know, and finding creative ways to be inclusive, even before, without any formality, you know, which is okay. But I think it's even more effective to be intentionally expressive and bringing your passion and your love and your desire to lead them in a place of solvency, but, you know, being able to make some major, powerful decisions for themselves and the legacy that they want to leave behind. You know, some cultures don't make decisions until they consider the whole picture of even four generations deep, you know? And I think in society today, that is relevant. I mean, that could really help a lot of pain, you know? And so really, you know, coming down to just really owning it and having that mindset and talking about it. And when you start to talk, you're giving oxygen to that. You can't like take it back. It's out there, right? And, you know, most likely when you're talking to those people that are near and dear to you, there's that feeling of safety and comfort, you know, and it may not be continued to talk about right away, but it will come back. These are conversations that will be remembered. It will have an imprint on them.
Yeah.
And then it leads into creating that design, like really getting that strategy going. And it can happen much sooner than later.
And I want everybody to take you up on this phone call so that you can have a conversation with them and assist them and tell them again how to contact you.
Okay, so I'm really excited to announce that I am working on my book right now.
Yay.
And I actually have the website open, and the website is, write this down, financialidentityforwomen.com. And I have a one page up right now that's receiving your name and information, and in the next 90 days, I promise you that you will have a free copy of my ebook, Financial Identity for Women. Please share this. Please take me up on it. If you want the consultation as well, beautiful, no obligation, but this book is going to be yours if you go to financialidentityforwomen.com. And so this is brand new. I will be adding some features to the website in the next 24 hours, but it's ready to receive your information and request for the book.
Great. So oh my gosh. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for that, because this ebook, Marty was saying, is just going to be a little pocket book that you're going to be able to put in your purse, and it's just going to be perfect. We're going to be able to spread that message out. So be sure to take this video, share this video, share this podcast with at least five people you know. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com, get the Keeper of the Garden so that you can seed your peace and gratitude and abundance garden with your voice, with what matters to you, at the same time releasing everything that's no longer serving you for 21 days with my voice and your choice. And help us spread this message of peace, of financial abundance, with everybody that you meet, because we are building a global legacy, a legacy that first starts within ourselves, and also then it gets spread out and creates a ripple effect for everybody for our brothers and sisters around the earth. So I just want to thank you, Marty. It's been a wonderful show, wonderful first show. We're going to see and hear lots more of you. And thank you so much for being here. And thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. Everybody, take good care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.